Part 3. Writing an effective cover letter.
Step 7 is to write a covering letter to accompany your CV. An effective covering letter will contain the following elements. A strong greeting. Always try to find a name rather than a job title, as it demonstrates to the employer that you have done your homework and have researched the organisation. Include an introduction. This first paragraph needs to be very clear and state who you are, the position that you are applying for, and where you saw it advertised. If you're making a speculative application, then you need to say where you heard about the organisation. A section on why you want to work for the employer. Use this section to tell the employer why you want this particular job with their particular organisation. This is your chance to impress them with commitment and enthusiasm. Illustrate that you understand what the job involves and that you have actually researched their organisation. Align yourself and your skills with some aspect of it: their vision, their key projects, future partnerships, specific products, services or methods. Show that you understand the business or service and how the role that you are applying for will fit in. A section on why you. This is a chance to really impress the employer and tell them just why you're exactly right for the job. Avoid restating your CV, rather illustrate your unique selling points with 3 or 4 excellently presented examples rather than covering everything. Think about knowledge, skills and experience as areas to highlight. This is also a chance to deal directly and positively with any gaps or apparent weaknesses in your CV. Finally, you need an ending. Do not rush your closing paragraph. It is an excellent opportunity to both restate your interest and summarise your suitability for the post. It is also a good place to state your availability for interview and end on an optimistic, polite note. In summary, the 7 points to a great CV are as follows. Identify the skills and experience that the employer is looking for. They are the criteria against which your CV will be assessed and should be listed on the job description, website or advert. If you cannot find them, then ask the recruiter. Step 2. Think of examples from your work history, volunteering, study, interests, travel or home life that prove that you have these job requirements. Try to choose examples that show you using the skills in ways which is similar to how they would be used in the role. Step 3. Decide on which sections you need in your CV, then decide on section titles and an order. Step 4. Incorporate your examples into the most relevant section or sections of your CV. Make sure you've provided evidence for every single job requirement. Step 5. Triple check all spelling and grammar and ask someone else to check this too. Step 6. Run through the checklist. And step 7. Write a covering letter to accompany your CV. Thank you for listening to this podcast on how to write an effective CV. Hopefully now you'll feel more confident when writing your CV. Best of luck with your applications. We have another podcast on preparing for interviews for when you get to the next stage of the recruitment process.